title, Reverb Ducking Automation in Dense Drops Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about one of the biggest Pro VDS MISI separators in drum and bass, reverb in a dense drop. At 174 BPM, you don't get much time for sound to hang around, and reverb, as beautiful as it is, will happily blur your transients, soften your snare, and fog up the low mids right where your bass movement needs to be readable. So the goal today is simple, huge atmosphere that gets out of the way. We're going to build a clean, repeatable system in Ableton Live using return track reverbs, sidechain ducking on the returns themselves, and automation that makes the reverb feel intentional at phrase ends, fills, and transitions. Dock devices only. First, the mindset. In a DNB drop, reverb is rarely always on. Think of it like this. Dry is impact, wet is emotion and transitions, and ducking is the trick that lets you have both without sacrificing clarity. We want the drums and bass to stay in your face, while the space appears around them mostly in the gaps. Now, step 1. Build your reverb returns. Create two return tracks. Name return a short drum verb and return be long atmos verb. We're doing this on returns because it gives you one place to EQ, one place to duck, and one place to automate overall behavior. And remember, on returns, your reverb should be 100% wet. The dry signal is already coming from your tracks. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Set it to an algorithmic mode, and pick a plate or a room. We're going for tight support, not a tail that lingers into the next bar. Put your decay somewhere around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Add pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, because pre-delay is how you keep the snare crack clean while still feeling space behind it. Then filter it. High cut somewhere around 7 to 10k, low cut around 150 to 250 hc. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8. High pass it again, usually around 180 to 300 hc depending on your track. And if you hear a boxy ring, it's often living somewhere around 400 to 800 hc. Dip that gently. This short verb is mainly for snare and clap support, maybe a tiny touch on percussion, but keep it disciplined. Now return B, the long atmosphere. Load hybrid reverb again. You can use convolution if you want character, or algorithmic if you want more control. Set decay longer, something like 2.5 up to 6 seconds. That sounds insane in a drop unless you duck it, which we will. Set pre-delay a bit longer too, like 20 to 45 milliseconds. Then filter aggressively. High cut around 6 to 9k to avoid fizzy wash, and low cut around 200 to 400 hz. In DNB, low-end reverb is a drop killer. After the reverb, add saturator for glue. Keep it subtle. 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 last, with a high pass around 250 to 450 hc. If the tail fights your snare crack or vocal presence, a gentle dip around 2 to 4k can help. So now you've got two reverbs, one tight and supportive, one lush and dramatic, but they're not allowed to step on the groove. That's where ducking comes in. Step 2. Sidechain duck the returns. This is important. We're not ducking the source tracks, we're ducking the return tracks. That means anything you send into the reverb automatically gets controlled. On return A, add compressor. You can experiment with whether it's before or after EQ, but start with it after EQ. Turn on sidechain and set the input to your drum boss, or at least kick and snare. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is where the groove lives. Lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Add a little knee, maybe 3 to 6 dB, so it doesn't feel too clampy. On return B, use something similar, but stronger because long tails build up fast. Put the compressor at the end of the chain, after saturation and EQ, so the ducking controls the final energy. Side chain from kick and snare again. Ratio around 6 to 1. Attack very fast 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release longer, around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Threshold, aim for 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction during the main hits of the drop. Here's the reality check. In a drop, you want the reverb to breathe between hits, not sit on top of them. If your snare hit lands and you clearly hear the reverb blooming on top of that transient, the ducking isn't doing enough, or your decay is too long, or your pre-delay needs adjusting. Quick coach note before we go further. Decide what you're ducking for. In most dense drops, you have two clarity priorities. One is snare impact, the transient, plus that body around roughly 180 to 250 hc, plus crack in the 2 to 5k zone. Two is bass readability, especially low mid movement around 200 to 800 hc. Your ducking doesn't need to be the most dramatic pump ever. It needs to protect those moments. Also, don't overlook Ableton Compressor's sidechain EQ. This is huge. If your hats and shuffles are making the compressor trigger constantly, your reverb will never bloom. In the sidechain section, turn on the filter and band limit what triggers the ducking. A great starting point is high pass around 120 Hz and low pass around 3 to 6K. Then adjust by ear. That way, the detector is reacting mostly to kick and snare energy, not every tiny tick in the top loop. Now step 3, the ghost trigger option. If your drum bus is busy ghost snares, rimshots, fills, tons of shuffle, you might notice the reverb ducking in a weird, twitchy way. A dedicated ghost trigger gives you consistent duck timing. Make a new MIDI track called Ducking Trigger. Load Simpler with a short click sample, something super transient. Then make it silent. Pull Simpler volume down to minus infinity, or put a utility after it and mute it. You don't need to hear it. You just need it to hit the sidechain. Program MIDI notes on your kick hits and snare hits. You can even add extra notes during super dense fills if you want the reverb to stay disciplined there. Then in the compressor on return A and return B, set the sidechain input to that ducking trigger track. Now your reverb ducks exactly when you want, regardless of what's happening in the real drum audio. Next, automation. This is where it stops sounding like a static mix trick and starts sounding like arrangement. We'll do three automation moves: send throws, call and response, and section-based ducking depth. First, snare throws at phrase ends. On your snare track, automate send it to the short drum verb. During the main drop groove, keep it subtle, think around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Then, on the last snare of an 8 or 16 bar phrase, spike it up for one hit, maybe minus 6 to minus 3 dB, then immediately pull it back. It's like a punctuation mark. The groove stays tight, but the phrase ends feel bigger. Second, call and response with the long verb. Pick a stab, synth, vocal chop, or even an FX hit. During the main groove, keep send below maybe minus 20 to minus 14 dB. Then in the gap after the stab, spike the send for about a beat and pull it back. That creates that classic space between punches feeling. The listener perceives size, but the drop stays punchy. Third, automate ducking depth between drop and breakdown. Instead of only changing reverb amount, change how hard it ducks. This is one of the cleanest ways to go from controlled drop to open breakdown without rewriting your send levels. On return B's compressor, automate the threshold. In the drop, lower threshold so it ducks harder. In the breakdown, raise threshold so it ducks less and blooms more. You can also automate release time, tighter release in the main groove for cleanliness, then slightly longer release on the last bar of a phrase so the tail blooms naturally. That often sounds more musical than just cranking the send. Here's a very DNB arrangement move. Keep bars 1 through 15 of the drop controlled. Then give bar 16 one bar permission to be obvious. In that last bar, increase sends and reduce ducking a bit to create a wash into the next section. Then when bar 1 of the next phrase hits, slam it back to disciplined. That contrast is what makes the wash feel expensive instead of constant. Now let's tempo tune release, because release time is basically the groove knob for ducking. At 174, if you want tight rolling clarity, start around 80 to 130 milliseconds. If you want more obvious breathing, go 140 to 240 milliseconds. The target is, the reverb should come back in the crack between hits, not during the transient. If it's still clamped down all the time, shorten release or raise threshold. If it's blooming too early and smearing, lengthen release slightly or lower threshold and check attack is fast enough. Now the non-negotiable rule. Keep reverb out of the bass lane. On both returns, make sure you've got a high pass at least in the 200 to 400 Hz zone. If your bass is huge, especially in heavier styles, don't be afraid to push the long reverb returns high pass up to 400 or even 600 Hz. The drop will sound clearer, louder, and more modern, even though you technically removed low end. If you want an extra polish move, put utility on return B and widen it a bit, something like 70 to 120% depending on your mix. And if you want to get really clean with width, you can use a Q8 in M/S mode and high pass the side channel higher than the mid, like side high pass at 400 to 700 Hz. That keeps low mid centered and mono friendly, while the airy tail stays wide. Let's cover common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. 1. Putting reverbs on inserts instead of returns in a busy DNB session. It's not wrong, but it makes global ducking and consistent EQ way harder. 2. Not filtering reverb. Low-end reverb will destroy drop clarity. 3. Sidechaining from a super busy drum bus without managing the detector. Ghost notes can cause constant ducking, so the reverb never blooms. Fix that with a sidechain EQ or use a ghost trigger. 4. Release too long. The reverb never recovers and everything feels far away. 5. Automating sends without considering tail overlap. If you spike a long reverb every bar, you'll accidentally create permanent wash. Now a couple pro style upgrades if you want to push it. If you're making darker, heavier DNB, try distorting the reverb tail in a controlled way. EQ into distortion into EQ. High pass around 300 to 500 HE. Low pass around 6 to 8K. Distort with saturator or roar, then EQ again. And watch gain staging. Distortion can make the tail feel louder even when it's ducked. If needed, turn off makeup gain. Add utility after distortion, or put distortion before the compressor, so ducking controls the final level. For tight Neuro style space, gate the short reverb. After the reverb on return A, add gate. Set it so it closes between hits, with release around 80 to 160 ms. That gives you that aggressive verb that stops on command. If you want cleaner ducking than full band, use multiband dynamics after the reverb and duck mostly the mid band, roughly 250 hc to 4k hc. Keep the highs less ducked so the air stays present even when the drop is slamming. And if your long reverb is getting fizzy in the 5 to 10k range, tame it. If you have a de-desser, use it lightly. If not, multiband dynamics can act like a high-band tamer to smooth that sizzle so the tail feels expensive, not harsh. Alright, mini practice to lock this in. Build a basic rolling drop loop, kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, 16th hats, some shuffled percussion, and a bass phrase. Create return A and return B with the starting settings. Sidechain duck both returns from the drum bus first. Then switch the sidechain to a ghost trigger and listen to the difference in consistency. Then do one automation moment. On the last snare of bar 8, spike send B on one element, like the snare or a stab. For bar 8 only, reduce ducking on return B by raising threshold a bit, or lengthening release slightly. Then at bar 9, snap it back to heavy ducking so the first hit is clean. Export bars 7 to 9 and a slash B with ducking on and off. This audio version is shortened for playback.